Hello.
Good morning, Andy. It's time for you to start your radio show. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye. Whenever I come to Earth, I listen to BBSRadio.com. BBSRadio.com, home of Don't Panic, It's Organic, with Andy Lopez, the Invisible Gardener. Attention gardeners, how would you like to learn how to get rid of unwanted pests like ants and mosquitoes without using harmful pesticides? With the growing concern about West Nile virus, killer bees, and the use of synthetic pesticides, there is a better way. Go to www.invisiblegardener.com. Andy Lopez, the Invisible Gardener, provides alternatives to chemical products using natural ingredients you may already have at home. If you have gardening questions or problems, get the help you need at www.invisiblegardener.com. Join the Invisible Gardeners of America and take their online gardening classes. The Invisible Gardener has helped gardeners since 1972, and he can help you too. Visit www.invisiblegardener.com. You can talk directly to him about your gardening questions right here on The Invisible Gardener every Saturday morning. And you can reach Andy Lopez, The Invisible Gardener, anytime at www.invisiblegardener.com. Check it out on the website. That's www.invisiblegardener.com. www.invisiblegardener.com.
Hi, this is Andy. Make sure you go to Invisible Gardener, that's GARDENER.com. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, everybody.
Now, would you like to start a garden?
This is Andy Lopez, and you're listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic. With my co-host, Deborah Emerson, like in Walt Rodo Emerson. Right, Deborah?
Hi, everybody. That's right. I hope you're having a great weekend.
I'm having a... By the way, Deborah, you have beautiful eyes.
Why, thank you. What color are they today?
I can't tell because I'm looking at your picture. You know, they look brownish.
They're blue.
Yeah, you need to get a picture that shows the blue, you know? Listen, everybody, today we're working on a couple of different things, pets and lawn. So I got a really good one of the listeners. Is the background music okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, I don't want it to be too loud, you know.
I can't. It's perfect, Andy, actually.
Okay, I can't tell sometimes because for me everything's perfect, you know.
Yeah. I'm listening to it through my computer, sounds perfect.
Okay, so today we have a question on pets and lawn help. My pet is allergic to my lawn fertilizer. What should I do? I also got a last-minute question that you don't know about. It just came in this morning. A lady's having ant problems. So I'm going to talk about that one real fast because, you know, we did an ant show, and she listened to it, and she says, I need more help, please. And then next week we have Carrie back on again. She's the author of Whitewash, the story of a weed killer, cancer, and the corruption of science. I want to know what she thinks about this current thing that's going on now, you know, that person that won $289 million.
Yes.
I want her take on that.
Okay. So since she's been studying Monsanto for a long time now.
Exactly right. And she could hold her own against any of these other people who are saying, you know, coffee is just as bad. And nobody's ever died from that, so on, you know, the whole stuff that they throw at you, you know, you have to be really good at answering back. And so what I do is I use her book. See, I quote from her book. I says, well, this person said that, and this person said that, and this is from a book. What are you getting your stuff from? You know, that kind of stuff. But you lose in that kind of battle. You really do. You don't win. Let me turn this off here. Wait, stop. You lose in that kind of battle because it's meant for you to lose because, you know, they throw so much stuff at you. There's no way you can. I can throw stuff back and then nobody wins. And it's very, the bottom line is they win. See? Right?
Right.
You know, so I'm actually a poster for Huffington Post.
You're a poster child for Huffington Post?
Yeah, I'm a poster child. So I used to go on to Huffington Post a lot and. They give you a bandage depending upon how many questions you answer, how many people follow you. And I have a a big following, and it gave me a badge and everything. But what happens is, as soon as I see something like this thing on Monsanto, I didn't even go up there and talk to anybody, because, you know, they'll have a blog and people will ask questions and other people will get on. It's open to any member up there, you know.
Yes.
And you know you're going to get attacked by 100 people who are paid to do this. They're waiting for somebody to say Monsanto is evil, and wish they'll dump on you so fast. You're fortunate they don't know where your home is, right?
You know? Yes.
But what I do with those guys is interesting enough is that because I have several computers. So when I'm talking to somebody in real time, you know, they say, well, Monsanto is Roundup is safer than coffee. That's the latest thing that they're getting. Coffee is more toxic than Monsanto is any day. And you're doing that. So I would, on the other side, I would look up that guy's name. on the post, they have his name. So you can go to his page and see who he is. And I found out, interesting enough, that a lot of them are actually hired. And they don't have any qualms saying, I work for Monsanto. Ding. Right?
You're stalking these people, Andy.
I am? No, they're stalking me.
You're going behind the scenes and looking them up.
Yeah, right. You have to do that. You have to say, well, wait a second. You're working for Monsanto, and so of course you would say it's safe. Why wouldn't you say it's safe? And but the information they put out is not exactly true. You know, the company has been lying for years. Just like
Kraft Foods.
What? It's just like, you know, the gas companies, you know, Exxon and Mobil and, you know, all those big guys. They've been lying for years saying, you know, there's no climate change, yet internally they know about it. They say we're just going to have to stretch it out as far as we can go and get away with it. See, they know about it. So they should be taken to court because they continue doing something that's bad, that's causing a major cause of this problem, right?
It's the Trump conundrum.
The Trump conundrum. Well, they were doing it before Trump came
out. That's true.
They were lying about the environment. They sent out a letter to everybody who a shareholder saying, you know, well, we're going to have a rough few years coming up because, you know, the climate is changing. Everybody's going to do this climate change things, and we have better prepare for ourselves for it, better figure out how to do this. And what we're going to do, we're just going to fight it to the very end. We're going to lie. There's no climate change. There's no problem. This has been going on. And that's what they're doing. They're still doing it. Right?
And they are.
The same thing with Monsanto. Hey, it's perfectly safe. Right?
Yeah. Boy, have you ever met anybody that actually got sick from Roundup? I mean, like a gardener that sprays with it, or?
Well, here's the thing. And it's the same thing with almost any chemical.
Mm-hmm.
A person very rarely, like gardeners, they use a variety of stuff, man. They don't just use, you know, Roundup. Is my voice getting better? Is this better?
Well, I saw a gardener spraying with it. I actually hired him to clean out some berry bushes at a neighbor's property, and he sprayed with it. I could smell it. He wasn't wearing a mask. He wasn't wearing gloves. He wasn't wearing anything on his shoes.
Right, right. So the thing is, it doesn't kill you right away. The law says if it doesn't kill you right away, it's fine. If you don't spray immediately, die right there from that thing, or within 5 minutes, it's fine. See? You know, that's
But I mean, have you ever known anybody that, you know, over like 20 or 40 years using the chemical?
Not a specific one. The people that I know have a combination of problems because they just don't use one chemical. I'll give you another example. So a person, it was called the barefoot. Wait a minute. Where is it? I'm looking here because I'm so confused. let's see. Wait a second. There it is. I'm looking for my joint. Okay, I misplaced my joint. So there's a
cat has it, Andy.
I know, and I tell him to quit chewing on this stuff. He can't smoke because he doesn't have. He says I don't have a thumb.
Catnip.
He says I can't. Yeah, he loves the catnip. But he says I don't have a thumb. I can't grab it. I put it in my mouth. I can't. You know, it's like, kid, stop it. But you give him some catnip, and that guy is nuts. He's gone nuts. Him and his whole family. Anyway, look, there's this guy is a barefoot golfer. That's his name, barefoot golfer. So you know that he went playing barefoot, right? Golf, right?
Yes.
Right. So he died, and they could prove it that it was Roundup that was in that the people were using at the golf courses, right? Because the Roundup was in his blood.
Yes.
See, Roundup is just the name of a product, not the whole ingredients. Glyphosate, pumate, whatever that is.
Glyphosate is the chemical.
There you go. That's the one of the ingredients in Roundup. But there are several other ingredients, and a lot of the inner ingredients are even more deadlier than the inner. The active ingredients.
The active ones, yes.
Yeah. And so they said, the guy died is in his blood, and the doctor says that he died from combination of other factors, but that this is one of the causes that caused your heart to do this and the blood to do this and the right. And you know how they won in court?
How?
Prove it that it was on our golf course that did it.
Oh, because he golfed many places.
Prove it was in our golf. So, it's the same thing with the Roundup, okay? Prove it that it was that did it. Prove it it wasn't that he was using, or that he was using, or that he was using, or all these other things. All of them say safe if used properly. That's how they get out of it. Safe if used properly. If you're going to get it a little bit on a regular basis and die 10 years down the road because your kidney fell out or some heart failure or something else, not our problem.
Well, don't they do that with our veterans now, right? With the Agent Orange that used to be back in the day, and a lot of people are suffering, but it's hard to prove.
I was exposed to it.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. I was in 68, 69, you know.
Sure.
I walked away from it unusually. And I have my own theories as to what caused it more. You know, in the service, for example, I never drank booze.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else did. Everybody I knew, the captain, let's go out and get a beer. Everybody. I couldn't find one person that did not drink. Okay, I found one other person, but he smoked pot like I did. The two of us smoked pot.
Okay, everyone else drank to get away from the situation.
And they smoked pot. Sometimes they smoked pot, but usually they drank a lot. You go to a bar, right? There's everybody drinking, right?
Yeah.
When you think of sailors, what do you think? Drunken sailors, right?
Drunken sailors.
Yeah, you don't think of, you know, stone sailors. Drunken sailors, right. They go out and fight, and people go to bars. So they would say, bring Andy along. He'll be our duty driver. He'll drive us home. Only problem with that is that I would smoke in the car, and they would all be stoned. They'd be like, open the window, damn it, we can't breathe in here.
And in the meantime, Andy is stoner than stone could be, driving them.
And I would drive them back to the ship or whatever. And they say, look, we like you to drive us back, but we don't get stoned. And we don't like getting stoned because we prefer to get only real men drink. Okay, that's what they told me. Real men drink. I told them I would beat the heck out of you right now if you wanted me to get in a fight. I used to weigh 220 pounds.
That's hard to believe, Andy. You're so svelte.
Well, felt?
Felt.
Felt? What's that?
Thin, with an S.
Oh, yeah. I dropped weight like, it was a long story, but I became enlightened, okay? Because I was with, I was a Navy on board ship, Marines. You know, I ate everything they gave me. I was a meat eater. You know, I would eat whatever they gave me, I ate it. It was fine. But then I had enlightenment, which I became a vegetarian, and I dropped almost 20, 30 pounds easily, and I have never regained it. I weigh 170 now.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's only because over the many years, I eat better and all that stuff. But anyway, look, so we were talking about Roundup.
Yeah, we need to get back to our topic with maybe the fertilizers that are sprayed on lawns that injure our pets and our kids and our
pets is a perfect example of it. The dog doesn't die immediately from it.
No.
Okay, the dog has this one lady, she says, you know, she uses lawn, our gardener uses lawn fertilizer, weed and feed. You know what weed and feed is?
I've heard of it. I don't know the chemicals in it. What's in it?
Well, each company is different, you know.
Oh.
So some companies have buy the Roundup and put it in their fertilizer.
Combination. So you're feeding your lawn and you're killing weeds at the same time?
That's right. It's called weed and feed. Weed and feed. Did you just say that F word?
I did not. I said okay.
No, you went, arr, arr. I sounded like, you know that F word, you know?
No.
Because I'm going, whoa, hot lady in the room. My favorite in the service, my favorite were the female sailors. They were like so bad mouthed. I was like, cool, lady, that is so cool. Yeah. And she would come over and beat the crap out of me. I go, oh, well, I can't hit you back. Or, yeah, you would beat me. I can't hit you. No, I can't. I can't. And I still never did. I never did beat up on the lady. But good, she was stronger and bigger than me. That's besides the point, right? She's still a woman. I can't do it. But anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, dog pets, yeah. So the weed and feed, they have all kinds of weed control stuff in it. What do they call it? I'm not thinking straight today. Weed control. It would be like weed killers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
Australia that gets in your lawn or clover, whatever it's called.
Yeah, yeah. So here's the thing, see. So when they first came out with lawns.
Mm-hmm. Don't grow in the forest.
No, right.
Those aren't natural.
I like the word man-made because they think man-made it, but it's humankind made. You never know. It could have been a woman who invented lawns, for all we know, you know.
The lawn, Andy?
What?
Who invented the lawn? The concept of a lawn.
Yeah, his name is Bill Lawn. Why don't you look it up? Just bring up your Google and say who invented the lawn.
Okay, go ahead with your story now.
So anyway, in the beginning, when the lawn first came out, they didn't have these types of weeds. So what happens is the fertilizer kills the soil, and over time, weeds will grow. Weeds grow in a mineral-deficient environment. That's their job, right? You can tell the minerals that are deficient in the soil by what weeds are growing in your soil, because that particular weed brings up certain minerals, and when it dies, it puts the minerals back. See?
You know what I heard today? That's why you don't aerate your an area that you want to plant. You don't tear it to bits because you're actually disrupting all those lodged seeds in the ground. Is that true?
Lots of things are true. Not so much lodged seeds, but think of it as
disrupting your ecosystem in the earth.
Think of it as setting off an atomic bomb in New York City.
Ooh.
So think, well, I have a rat problem, so I'm going to set off an atomic bomb and kill it. But you're going to destroy everything there. And the way the soil works, it's just like a condominium, a high-level riser, right? You have all those floors.
Mm-hmm.
A soil has different floors, so to speak, and different beings, people, creatures, microbes live in different floors.
And in your soil, they do as well.
I'm talking about the soil, sweetie. In the soil, right. an analogy would be the soil is like a 20-story building.
Right. And so when you rototill, you're interrupting all that.
You're destroying all the floors. You're mixing them all up and destroying them.
Mm-hmm. People don't know this, though.
No, farmers don't know this. What do you think a farmer does when he rototills? Takes a big horse and runs up and down and turns it over.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so in nature, do you ever see any rototilling going on in nature? They build up and they build up. It builds up. It builds up. Go in a forest and see somebody running around. You see the monkeys rototilling the soil?
No.
Right. So in nature, in nature, it builds up. So a monkey may pull on and a leaf may fall on it. Something else will fall on it. It just keeps building up. And the bottom that keeps eating it, it's a cycle. But if you keep destroying it, you're destroying all the living beings that are in that floor. Each floor has different beings, so to speak. So we use a lawn fertilizer. It's just like setting off an atomic bomb. One of the things that nitrogen does, which all chemical fertilizers are high nitrogen.
And that's right? Not bad in and of itself, Andy, right?
Yes, it is.
Why is nitrogen bad for plants and lawns?
Okay, so my first day in University of Florida, I took horticulture, agriculture, all those things, you know. So my first day, I forget the actual class. It may have been Agriculture 101 or Botany 101. I think it was
Botany Biology.
Yeah, I think it was Botany 101 or something probably. Like that. Anyway, the very first day, the teacher says, there's no difference between organic nitrogen and chemical nitrogen. Guess whose hand went up? Make a wild guess. Whose hand went up?
Andy Lopez's?
I said, excuse me. I said, hello, over here. And ever since then, it's been, you know, it was downhill from that day. That teacher was pissed at me. He says, there's no difference. I said, you tell the plants that. Tell the soil that. You know, urea, which is a see, urea is the name of a chemical fertilizer, which is 4500. That's urea, U-R-E-A. And it's named after urine, animal urine, right?
Okay.
So somebody came along and said, well, if animal urine is so good, let's take the nitrogen and make it let's use the nitrogen based upon what urea is from, because urea is like maybe 2% nitrogen, but urine, from an animal urine, you don't only get urea, nitrogen, you get a variety of other things too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you get amino acids, you get protein, you get minerals, you get all kinds of stuff, but it's a low nitrogen. Even to this day, the highest organic fertilizer is maybe 12. That would be like bad guano, for example.
Like 12, 12, right? 12?
No, a bad guano would probably be like 12, 2, 2, 12, 3, 5, 12, 4, 4. There are no organic fertilizers that are 12, 12, 12, or 10, 10, 10, or like urea, which is 64, 0, 0. Okay? You know what I mean? So the problem is urea is...
Which has nitrogen.
Which is 64% nitrogen. You only have to use a tiny little bit. You know, you can easily burn it. But just say you do it according to instructions. You use a little bit. But that urea is not the same. It may be chemically the same. But the problem is that in nature, right, you don't find anything such so high. Because high nitrogen inhibits the absorption of minerals. It makes plants go very fast, go nuts. It's like eating sugar. You go, right?
Oh, so it inhibits.
Right. So it stresses you out so much. Okay. It destroys the natural bacteria in the soil. So you have this bacteria. You go, honey, what is this? Right? I don't dare eat it, because their bacteria is supposed to eat the urine and convert. So they would eat it, and I go, oh my God, that bacteria will either die or turn into some other creature, some other weird alien thing, which is not normal. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
So it inhibits the absorption of minerals, and the whole basis of life is absorption of minerals. So when you have minerals in, so the lawn, so they feed the lawn or any other plant high nitrogen fertilizer to make rapid growth, right? It makes it look like you're growing real, because it forces things to grow. It's like taking intravenous sugar into your body. Woo, you get it, it bypasses your system. And that's, you can't last like that for long.
What about Milo granite? Is that like, I saw something on that. It's an organic fertilizer.
Milorganite.
Yeah.
Okay, so interesting you brought milorganite. Nitrogen. Guess what fertilizer they were using? So that was I said it wrong, and I'm glad you brought it up. So the person who was a barefoot golfer, he died not from Roundup, but he died from the fact that that company was using milorganite. Milorganite is sewer sludge.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, so now the cities, like for example, the city of L.A., and lots of cities, they make compost, and they make compost from the sewer sludge. Yeah, hey, we got a lot of shit. We have a lot of this shit. Might as well turn it into something. That was the way it started a long time ago, because an organic farmer turns animal manure into compost. That's a big difference. Big difference, animal manure and human manure, right?
Yes.
And sewer sludge is basically human manure.
There's a
company that sounds like your breakfast. You know the name, what I'm talking about? They get very pissed off if I mention their name, but I'm going to mention it. I'm going to mention my favorite breakfast, which is K-E-L-L-O-Good Kellogg's. That's to you, right? That company? Not the same company, but it's the same name. Okay, this company is called Kellogg's, and they run a big. They sell a compost made from, and it's the Kellogg's company. You can go out of the store now and buy it in bags, and they change. People were smart. They said, I'm not going to buy sewer sludge, and then they changed it to biosolids. See, and now they used to say, warning, do not use them for fruit trees and vegetables. Warning, do not use it if you're pregnant. Warning, do not use it if you're a senior citizen. But because that guy was a golf course, a barefoot gardener. He absorbed all those toxins into him. Then they were using Roundup because the Roundup would to control the weeds. So he got a double whammy from both of them, and he couldn't prove that he got it from there.
Well, of course not.
And nowadays, you know, people, so if you buy, you can go out and buy this stuff. And instead of saying warning, but they had a law. After that case, they said, well, at least you should put a warning on the on your label. So they did. Nobody was buying this stuff. And after a while, they managed to figure out how to take it off. And you know what they did? It says, on the label, it says, visit our website for warning instructions.
Ooh.
So they got the label, all right, but it's, you have to go to the website to read. And if you don't use the website, you're out of luck. But you have to go to the website to read. Warning, do not use if you're pregnant. Do not, right? That's how they got away with it.
Ouch, that's nasty.
Right, exactly, right. So in a lawn, they you know, because it's man-made, it's not natural. You don't find it in nature. They came up with chemical fertilizers to feed it with. But it doesn't mean you can't do it organically. You can't, but... they came up with fertilizers, and because of the way it's made, it's really monoculture. It's just one plant growing. You know, it's like as if you planted 100,000 corn or whatever. That's monoculture, right? Not found in nature, right? Where, show me anywhere on the planet that Mother Nature has things growing, you know, other than even trees. You have a variety of trees.
Yeah.
In a forest, you don't have the same thing. You have different trees growing in amongst there, right?
That's
and
right.
And they don't do it. It never happens in a straight line, does it?
No.
Because I love this square foot gardening where you plant everything in a straight line, you measure everything. And I said, that doesn't happen in nature. If I were a bug, I would just go from one plant to the other plant to the other plant to the other plant to the other plant.
So are you suggesting in our raised garden beds we don't make it into a rectangle?
In your raised garden bed, you can do anything you want to. That's the point is that, you know, people can come up with lots of different things and measure. In square foot gardening, you can only grow certain things within a certain area of each of the plants, and it works to a certain extent. If you happen to be a Scorpio rising or a Sagittarius rising or Cancer rising, these are people who are really into details, and they like every plant a foot away and that kind of stuff. That's fine.
That's me.
Yeah, that's fine if you want to do that. Me, I'm more like Mother Nature in the way she thinks. But anyway, in a lawn, the chemical fertilizers are part of the problem. It can be done organically. The chemical fertilizers, so the dog is like a little child, really, really tiny, and they're right there with the chemicals.
And tender paws. I mean, their paws are totally exposed to.
Not just their paws, but you ever see a dog just tiptoe across the lawn? No, they roll on it. They're lying on it everywhere.
Yes, I mean they enjoy it.
So this guy was using weed and feed gardeners. Geez. The gardeners don't know what they're doing. They should not be in the gardening business. It's like having doctors who don't know what they're doing. They shouldn't be in the doctor business, right?
That's correct.
Or a mechanic. You know, if you have a mechanic that doesn't know what they're doing, why is he a mechanic? So why are these people gardeners if they don't know how to basic gardening? All they know is what they're taught, and that you watch the TV. Use this on your lawn. Hey, we can make it real easy. It's weed and feed. Just one thing on your lawn takes care of your weeds, too. Doesn't say anything. Well, and they have the children, yeah. And they have a dog and a family and everybody out there while they're doing it. Say, hey, this is safe. Look, the whole family's there, right?
So when little kids put the sprinkler on a lawn in the summertime and run through the sprinkler like I used to do as a child, they're getting all that chemical through the bottoms of their feet.
Well, it depends, you know. Well, with a sprinkler on, hopefully some of it will get washed in. But yeah, they're exposing themselves to it, especially if they go out there right after the gardener's finished applying it. For example, you get it right away. You know, even when, you know, when I do organic stuff for the lawn, I tell people, look, bring your dog inside, because what happens is the dog will start rolling on it. Not that it's bad, but the things I use on the organic lawn, I use a variety of different organic lawn fertilizers, plus a bunch of other different things that I've developed over the many thousands of years I've been doing this.
It probably smells pretty good to the dog.
Well, yeah, the dog can smell stuff. So, for example, there's one fertilizer made from chicken poop. It's little pellets. really, really nice. It's a clean, organic, OMRI approved.
They probably eat it.
Well, yeah, they will eat it. The one dog... got diarrhea because he ate almost everything I put down the lawn, and he was pooping for days. I'm going, your dog ate my fertilizer. Right? And they roll on, especially if I turn the speakers on, and they roll on, and then the lady says, my dog smells like chicken poop. I says, well, maybe we better bring him in. Not everybody does it. So not all dogs are, like, really stupid, because a lot of times, and it's not stupid. The dog was saying, well, hey, I'm going to eat this because it's got minerals in it, and I'm going to take it because, you know, dogs could know if there's minerals in there. And that's what it is. The chicken poop has lots of good minerals and has a proper – each animal manure has its own – bacteria to it, right?
Yes.
Has its own microbes to it. One of the things I learned in, I was going to say in the sixth grade, but I studied Steiner's, Rudolf Steiner. You ever hear of him?
No.
One thing I like about you is you know nothing.
I have a don't know mind in Zen.
And that's perfect, because that's the kind of people I love talking to, because and you're helping me to. But anyway, what was I talking about?
Steiner, in grade school.
Biodynamic. He developed a system called biodynamic. It's been around for a long time. You should look it up, biodynamic system. And the way the biodynamic is exactly what it says, biodynamic. That is dynamic bio, right? What does bio mean to you?
What is what?
Bio, yes. B-I-O.
B-I-O.
Yeah, what does
like
that mean
biology.
To you? And? Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Origins and
I'm sorry. I'm not. I shouldn't say baby because then you'll sue me for whatever. I should say, okay, it's biology. So what they really mean is living things, dynamic living things.
Okay.
To me, that's microbe. That's the microbe in the soil.
Yeah.
So he was. So basically, what he was saying is, look, the soil's alive. We can use that, and we can use how nature makes things for the soil.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying the same thing I think. We need trace metals. So we need to figure out a way that nature gets our trace metals and gives it out to the people. And that's what he thinks the biodynamic system in the tiny little paragraph.
Mm.
Right? So animal manures, all, and they use animals, of course. You know, in a farm, the biodynamic system uses everything. But it recognizes that animals are a very important part of the system.
Well, they should
How come your picture is here twice? It says BBS Radio, your picture, and Deborah Emerson, your picture, but I don't see my picture. This is sexism, okay? This is, okay, Mr.
Engineer. You gotta talk to our engineer about that.
Hey, Mr. Engineer, how come I got two pictures of Deborah here, and I don't have even one picture of me? I mean, seriously? That's not right. Okay, not right. But anyway, each animal has a separate type of bacteria, so they learn. One of the things, for example, Steiner would do, he would take the stomach of a cow, right? Because, you know, you kill everything. But instead of throwing the stomach away, inside of it, because in the stomach has certain bacteria. So if you wanted to make a poultice, what they do is they would take certain kinds of plants. Again, each plant has certain minerals associated with that plant. So whether it's a weed, usually they would take some kind of weed because the weeds will, you know, weeds, for example, would have iron. There are lots of different weeds to bring iron. There are lots of different weeds to bring magnesium and copper. These are specific weeds. And that's what they do. So you take those plants and you crush them up, and there are other things you can add to it. He never really talked about rock dust. That's kind of like my thing that I've expanded. And when I ran across it so far, as I realized nature, you know, rocks minerals, right? Rocks minerals, not that hard to figure out. But he would take, you know, the actual, like, calcium or magnesium or that he would get from different places, like in a cow. When he kills a cow, you have the bones, right? And you have this and the teeth. All those things have different products, they're elements that are made up. So he would turn those into the basic substance, which means you dry it down, you grind it, lots of different ways to get back to that, right?
Yes.
And then he would add that to the weeds, make a poultice of it, put it inside the stomach of the cow, the dead cow, but it would be inside the stomach, right, of the cow, seal it up, and you bury that. He would bury that.
He would bury all that stuff in the stomach and put it underneath the ground.
Yeah, right, or in a box in a cellar, or, you know. And after a few months, he would take it out, and it would be an entirely different mixture because the microbe in the stomach would have eaten everything up, converted into something, and then he would take that, and make a liquid out of spray. So, in fact, you can buy biodynamic formulas now because that's what they do. They sell you these products that are meant to be done that way, right?
Interesting.
Right. So, the whole, so the basic with the lawn is really very simple, is that the chemical fertilizers are bad. There's so much stuff in there that you shouldn't be walking on it, your kids shouldn't be tight, and certainly not your poor animals. But when they start scratching and reacting something, what happens is that the chemicals affect their liver, your liver, your skin starts scratching, they start scratching, because the organ of the liver and the skin are connected in a lot of different ways. That's how we eliminate stuff. And so it's obvious. I already written her back, and she's supposed to be listening, and she should. I told her she can call, but they're very, I'm not going to call you. Oh, no. Anyway, so.
Oh, please call in.
So you can do it organically. It can be done organically. You have to tell the gardener, this is not what I want you to use. You have to go to a store and buy what you want them to use, because these guys will not. You can't explain to them what's the difference, right? You say, this is organic, that's not. And they go, see. You know, it's like, seriously, right? They're never going to, even intelligent Americans say there's no difference, because they bought into the, right?
Well, some of us just don't really know. I mean, but we forgot to give our call out number or our call in number.
What do you mean we, Indian white
I'm
person?
Sorry. I forgot to give our call in number to BBS Radio. It's 888-627-6008. Or if you're too shy to call in, you can Skype questions or comments to BBS Radio PR.
Next time, say it in the beginning of the show.
I will.
you probably should say, like, throughout the show, my experience has been, you say, like, on every 15 minutes, hey, this is the number you call. Hey, this is the number you call. Because people will pop in at different times and things like that, you know.
That's right.
But I think what's happening is people's, and this has been my experience, and we have to break through that barrier and get people to call, you know. So I made a deal with Tesla. They're going to I'm going to give away an electric car.
To
the caller, you know. So it ain't happening now because I'm working on, they have to give me an electric car, and then I can give an electric car away to somebody else, another car. So I'm working on it. And that's what's happening. People just, don't seem to want to call, even though they can call. I've been getting emails, I don't want to call, let me do it, you know. I said, okay, fine.
People are very shy.
But we'll get them to, yeah, and I had lots of people, I said, I'm very shy. I said, well, nobody will see you. And imagine if we did the video where they actually see me, and then I'll be even worse, right? You'll be like, holy cow. But anyway.
I actually combed my hair for this segment, even though we're not.
I understand, but see, I start the show fully clothed, and by the end of the show, I'm naked. I sustain.
And I'm in a hot tub drinking champagne.
Right, you know. So I'm not gonna say. I was gonna say something, but I probably shouldn't say it.
No. Anyway, let's go back to topic.
Okay, right. Back to the topic, right? Because I'll tell you anyway. I watched Naked News. I told you, right? I told you there. Okay. I told you. Mm-hmm. I said it already.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. So the thing is that. You have to be forceful in telling, a lot of people have gardeners. If you do it yourself, it's really easy. And it's all your fault for using these chemicals. You do not need to use the chemicals. So you have to treat your lawn like you would your vegetable garden. So I have people who have organic vegetable gardens, but they have everything else is chemical. I said, you're kidding. You know, the chemicals will get absorbed by, so if you put chemicals in your lawn, it will get into your vegetable garden. It will get into everything, everywhere. It's just not going to go away. So they have to be diligent in doing things organically. So
let's tell the audience what they can do instead of using chemical fertilizers on
No, them. No. I want them to send me $100 and then I will reveal my secret.
Okay.
All right. So if you send me $100, first I'll if you send me a check, I'll cash it. I take credit cards. As soon as I get the money.
You take salt?
Salt?
Salt, you know, like pink salt.
I actually like pink salt. I like pink salt because I use a Himalayan pink salt.
So do I.
Not to mention it, Himalayan pink salt. Anyway, so here's what you do. So it's a soil, and the key to the soil. It doesn't make a difference if it belongs, not natural, made up of whatever, you know, malathion, marathon soil or whatever. I actually promote having a native grass lawn, which is kind of interesting, a different story.
Yes. But
so to have an organic a lawn, you need to water train your lawn. Actually, you need to water train the person who's doing the lawn, the gardener, because they overwater too much all the time. You can have a healthy organic lawn and use very little water. The key is to having deep roots in your lawn.
Even in 100-degree weather, like if you lived in the Midwest in Kansas or?
Si, senora. The biggest problem with 100-degree weather is the type of lawn, because they have different types of lawns.
Mm-hmm. So fescue, most people have a fescue lawn.
Yeah, fescue. They can handle 100-degree, but a little bit more about that, they would get burned, because it's literally hot. They would just burn the leaves off, okay? Right?
Unless you let it grow really tall so it shades itself.
Even if it shades itself, the sun still will burn a lot of the leaves of the grass off because it's so hot. If it gets in much hotter, over 100 degrees. But over here, for example, in the valley, it gets to be like 104 degrees. People have a lawn that's doing, they're doing okay. So 104 degrees, okay. So the thing,
and it's green?
Yeah, right, and it's green. So the thing is you have to take really good care of the soil, because you want the soil to be as healthy as possible so that the root systems can be as deep as possible. And yes, you cut the grass a little taller. Who taught you that?
You did.
Okay, I figured that. So you cut the grass a little taller. 4 inches is a good length for grass, because that little taller, it shades itself, doesn't need as much water, you know. It could be 2 inches, but if you cut it really short, it's going to get burned really fast because the sun will shine down and dry it right out. You need to aerate the lawn at least once a year. You know what that is?
Is that that thing that you rent that pokes big holes in your lawn every few inches?
It's not big holes. They're little holes. Lots of little holes. It makes little plugs. It pulls a plug out of soil, a little plug. And then you go behind. Then you rake all the plugs up. You can run it through your compost.
The thatch.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And that's called dethatching. So what you do is once a year, you dethatch your lawns with different equipment. So that one you take, that one cuts it really, really short and almost cuts down to nothing. It just leaves the root system is there and you rake the whole thing away. It's called dethatching. And dethatching you shouldn't have to do if you're doing your lawn right. If you do it,
you don't have to do that.
No, you don't have to. So if you plug it, you do the aeration, and you apply a good fine compost, a nice layer of compost. The compost needs to be alive, ideally. See, when I buy, I do compost for a lawn, I have a wheelbarrow, and I make a screen out of wood and a screen so that it's about 2 feet wide, you know, a block of screen, that I would put the soil on there and run it through the screen so it's nice and fine. While it's in the wheelbarrow, I would sprinkle, it's like cooking, I sprinkle some rock dust on it. The rock dust, it should be a blend of different types of rock dust. So you have calcium, iron, magnesium, all the things in there. At the same time, you want to add some microbes to it. Like, for example, that chicken manure is perfect. The little pelletized, you sprinkle a little bit of that in there.
Or mushroom liquid or something?
Well, the liquid is not going to do very good. It'd be goopy, you know. But the mushroom compost is one of the things I used to use. It's excellent to add to it. Or you can buy microbial products. They sell them, you know. You can buy them online. I use one called Micro Grow. There are a couple other kinds. That
sounds like Miracle Grow.
Yeah, it's called Micro, M-Y-C-O, Micro.
So if people don't make their own compost, if they're not like you, what should they buy if they go to their local
nurseries? Nobody is like me. But when you go to the store,
nurseries, yeah.
By the time the nursery people should know you're organic. So you go over there and you say, I'm doing an organic lawn. I would like to have a good organic fertilizer. And I want to have a good rich compost. A lot of times the compost in the stores are dead because they're in plastic bags. So that's a problem. So that you have to supplement the living organisms for them. But sometimes you get lucky and you can find a local person who makes compost. That's the best way to do it. Or make it yourself.
But if you can't use liquid,
Go over and talk to Don. He makes compost. Right. See, so you find somebody who's making it, and you make a deal with them. Give me some. I'll trade with you or whatever. for compost, which, you know, that's a, hopefully that would be alive. You would ask them, you know, what are you doing in your compost? Most people don't know how to make compost. I tell them, do you know the difference between something's composting and something's rotting? They don't. And you, if you just dump soil and stuff together and you don't do anything with it, that's rotting. That's not really making compost. But so if you, because you have to add rock dust and minerals to the compost, at the same time you have microbe fuel, a blend of all these things, so it cooks up. It should heat up. It cooks. That's the microbial energy that happens when you get steam up. Have you ever made compost?
I tried to make it once, but I made it outside in a big pile, and so I never got, because I kept feeding it, I never got.
What do you mean feeding
it? Out of the ground.
Oh, you keep adding stuff to it.
Yes, and so I couldn't figure out how do you get the compost?
Okay, so by the way, folks, we have October fill, but in October 13th we're going to be talking about compost tea. I think we're going to, I'm writing down here, November, compost it. Okay, compost it.
That's to have our rock dust party.
Well, are we having a rock dust party in November?
Well, we're having compost tea in October, a rock dust guest in October, and bricks and minerals in October, so.
Right, so I'm talking about November.
Well, we have Earth Fort in November.
Earth Fort in November, they're guests? Right, they're guests. I'm not talking about guests, I'm talking about compost. So one of the days that we can talk about, it will be on compost, right? Okay. I haven't figured out the date, but usually like the first week of the month, it should be a class.
November 3rd.
That would be November 3rd. That's the first week of the month, right?
Yes.
So that would be on compost. It's going to be called Composted.
Okay, and then the next week we'll have Matthew from Earth Fort on. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, and then after that we have two more weeks to figure out what else to talk about, right? Because it's not that hard to do. So
Thanksgiving.
Are we doing a Thanksgiving Day?
Well, it falls, November 24th is a Saturday that falls 2 days after Thanksgiving, so people will be still stuffing themselves with turkey.
And they should be able to listen to the show. That'd be good.
They should be.
So we may do more about composting. Maybe all of November could be a compost month or something. But Earth Ford coming on then, right? Did you see the email I sent to Earth Ford recently?
I did. Thank you.
Okay. So I'll talk about compost, and I'll help you through your compost process. But if you're making compost properly, a pile is the way you do it. But you don't just keep adding to the pile. You never get done. You have to start a second pile.
Well, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so when I would make my compost, I'm not doing it now because my doctor says you can't lift anything more than 5 pounds. And I used to make 50-pound bags and, you know, 100 of them a week. So you figure it out, you know?
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So now I my biggest problem really is the earth is on fire. No, it's that I can't find live compost to buy. I'm buying some compost that's okay. It's called Malibu Dew. It's biodynamic compost, so at least it's done with some, you know, with good energy in it. But I still, because it comes in bags, I still have to add things to it. But basically, you want to aerate the lawn. You want to apply compost to it. And you want to apply a good organic fertilizer to it. And you want to apply a source of trace minerals.
And do you do this in the winter and the spring? Or
you aerate it only once a year.
Okay.
When you aerate it, that's the time you apply the compost. Once a year. Well, it depends on where you live.
Okay. Well, usually, we live in California here.
Right. So I would do it in the spring.
Okay.
What I used to do is, and a lot of these customers, are, you know, they have very intense properties, to say the least. So I would do aeration twice a year, spring, and then in the summertime. But the summertime, I would not do the aeration to the extent I do the plug. I would have a different device that I would inject into the soil. Most people can't do that. So you only really need to aerate once a year. And ideally, you want to do it in the spring. Right, in early spring to aerate it so that the grass will start to grow. They see the grass, it grows year round. The native grasses, for example, you have to have a blend of native grasses in order to get the same results, have them grow year round. So if you aerate the lawn once a year and apply the compost and the rock dust and the organic fertilizer, then the rest of the time, winter, spring, summer, and fall, so if you're already doing the spring, right, so it would be winter, summer, and fall, because spring you're doing the aeration, right?
Yes.
So you don't have to fertilize it then because you already fertilized it, right?
Right.
And then the rest of the time you apply a good organic fertilizer, and then at the same time you're sprinkling in a rock dust blend. If you can't get a block rock dust blend, then I would use gypsum, G-Y-P-S-U-M. That's gypsum. That's a form of gypsum. It's actually
sold.
It's actually sold for the lawn because usually people's lawns are so hard and clayish because of the bad way they water that gypsum helps to soften it up.
I live in clay soil area, so that's really good to know.
Right. So so I use gypsum and a variety of other rock dust blended together. But if you can't get it, you can go to a store and say, I just want gypsum. Gypsum has sulfur in it. The sulfur is one of the minerals that's missing that helps the soil to some extent. But you do need a blend of it. Part of the trick is water training the lawn.
What do you mean by that?
Well, for example, I went to one lady's place and the guy's watering the lawn every day.
Yes.
And that's what people do. How often do you water your lawn?
Every other day.
See, well, that's bad. You have trained, the lawn has you trained to get water. What happens is, you know, if you water every day, all the day, or every other day, it will have shallow roots. Why should it get deep roots if it knows it's going to get watered every other day?
Well, in the summer, I do it in the summer because it's so hot here. It gets above 100 sometimes. And
right, so you don't have very good soil, so the soil will dry out really fast, and you have to water more. It's like endless cycle.
Yeah, see, I need to get the soil more conditioned.
Right, so you need to aerate the soil, which you probably had never have.
No.
You need to bring in a good amount.
Well, when it was put in, it got aerated, but yeah.
Yeah, but was that 10 years ago?
Yes.
Right, see, so then you need to aerate it with some good live compost. Usually what people do is they buy a truckload of compost. No, you don't want to buy sewer sludge, and that's what people buy. They buy a truckload of sewer sludge, biosolid compost, because the compost, you know, that sewer sludge, it's half the minerals and things do grow in it, but you can't touch it forever, you know. You can't walk on it or anything. But if you get good live compost, earthworm castings or whatever compost you can get, up there should be a company you can buy a truckload of compost.
And they'll deliver it by the truckload, yes.
Right, have somebody who come and aerate it, and then you have your gardener come and spread it all over your lawn, rake it in, water it in real good. If you did that, I would do it twice a year up there to soften the soil up. And then you learn to water. You only need to water twice a year.
For how long? Twice a year?
Right. So for example, if you was to water your lawn right now for 10 minutes, water would be running down the street, wouldn't it?
Well.
You're thinking. I can smell it burning over here.
It depends. My front lawn, it kind of runs down, but my back lawn just runs into it.
Runs down into it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, but there must be draining out somewhere else. Have you looked? Are you on a little hill or something, right? The whole place is a hill, isn't it?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you're probably, when you mean by running down to it, it's probably water's found a way down into the mountain and it's disappearing and it's not staying up there on your
probably
lawn.
Probably not, then, yeah.
Right. See, it's the same thing with a container plant. I was at yesterday's guy's house. And so he said, what's wrong with my plants? And I said, well, when's the last time you repotted them? Well, they've never been repotted. And I said, well, when you put water on the top, does it run as fast, come out the bottom as fast as it goes through the top? He says, yeah, well, you got a problem there. See?
So you want the plant to
hold the water, right. And you want your lawn to hold the water. And all organic matter will hold the water, not dead soil.
That's what happens to my indoor plants. It seems like the water just runs right through them.
Right. It's time to repot it because ain't nothing there to hold it.
I got it. Thank you.
You do good organic potting soil. Your houseplants should be repotted once a year or every other year.
That's so good to know. I've got about 10 plants around here, and they really desperately need some help. Thank you.
Go get a good organic potting soil.
Okay.
Because it comes with perlite, vermiculite, earthworm castings, lots of really nice stuff. And repot it, and you'll find that it'll do much better. And then you should get my super seaweed as part of the mineral regimen. It's not a fertilizer, and a good organic fertilizer. It's the same thing with your lawn. So you want to sprinkle, you want to aerate it, punch holes in it, put compost on it, rake it in, water it in. The first time, something will, you know, you get some of it, but every time you do it, you get more and more soil in there, right? At the same time, you want to use organic fertilizer, not a chemical. What fertilizer are you using on your lawn? You can tell me. You got a few minutes.
No, I have a lawn service that has probably a weed and feed. Yes, I'm sorry to say that. I'm sorry to admit it since I'm on Don't Panic, It's Organic.
Well, but you can't do that. I'm not going to have you on anymore. You cannot be the enemy. You cannot be doing this. Don.
You asked me.
Don, where are you? To get this lady off my show. Are you gonna cancel them or what? You're just gonna keep you. You're hurting Tippy.
I know Tippy.
Are you not gonna? You can't let him on the lawn. You're kidding me. You let that poor little. Is he showing any reaction yet or anything? Anything going on with him?
No, and he doesn't really go on the lawns all that much. The places where he goes is like just red dirt areas that he likes to chase the.
Okay, look. Call a company up and say exactly what are you giving my lawn. Tell me what it is that you're doing to my lawn. What fertilizers, what's in the fertilizer? Write it down, and then we'll talk about it maybe next show real fast.
Okay, yeah, because we got like 2 or 3 minutes left. So this has been a wonderful show, Andy. Thanks for all this wonderful information.
I'm paying you to say that, so people are not going to believe you.
Well, no, it's the truth, folks.
Silly person, you. Hang on a second, okay? Wait a second. Hang on. Here we go. You can hear it okay?
No.
Oh. Well, that's weird. It's not even coming across now. It was before.
I can't hear anything. I think I hear bells.
That's weird. It's not even coming across anymore. Okay. We'll be back next week. Kerry Gillum, author of Whitewash, the story of a weed killer, cancer, and corruption. She was on before. Corruption of Science. She was on before. I'm going to have her talk about this current, fine that Monsanto has to pay $289 million.
To this one person.
And what she feels about people saying that was done based upon the heart and not based upon science. I'd love to get her point of view because everybody I talk to say, oh, there's nothing wrong with Roundup. He says, you're kidding me, right? So it's one of those, right? It's one of those things that the fake news just takes over, you know. So anyway, I haven't heard from Don yet. I got another minute going on here. So visit my website, invisiblegardener.com. If you have a lot of money, just send it to me. I don't care. Just send me money. You don't have to buy anything. I have a good book up there called Don't Panic, It's Organic. I have my own rock dust blend, people say, well, can I get your rock dust? I said, sure. I have a rock dust blend with all the microbes in it, and I also have my super seaweed available because people have been asking me for it for years, so I've been promoting it for years. I don't really sell it, but if you want it, you can get it. It's up there, super seaweed. Microbiological activator. I have a grower's kit. With the grower's kit, you get 5 pounds of rock dust blend and a quart of super seaweed. The super seaweed by itself, a quart is $150. It costs me a lot of money. And the rock dust is money too, but the two of them is $100. You get the two for a really good deal. That's it for now, folks. I think we're going to be finishing now, even though probably, I think, Don didn't say anything, but, you know, there's nobody coming on after us.
Yeah, but no, I think there's a show on after us, Andy.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, there is a show. There's God speaking. Okay, we're out of here, folks. Thank you very much for listening to my show. You can put your clothes on now. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.